Hey, we're in Zonneschild and we're gonna talk about my slides. And oh yeah, I don't do names.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
And I started with the gingerbread so I can check what pronouns you wanna do.
Oh yeah, that's great. So that's yeah, it can be either she, her, they, them. It's fine.
Yeah. It?
No,
How do you feel about it?
I'm not an object.
No, because I think it's a really interesting from animal liberation perspective.
Oh yeah,
it's a really interesting concept to say it.
That is a very good argument.
But I also prefer they them. But I also feel awkward about it because it's kind of new. I've been called he for 40 years, so I'm used to that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a beard, so people assume this is connected.
Yeah. No, for me it's a new concept. I have some friends I made recently that only use they, them, or the deans in Dutch, or they would prefer to just use gender-neutral pronouns for everyone. Unless the person explicitly does not want that.
Yeah, that's very what interesting.
So
to
so I'm totally fine with them calling me. Otherwise, people intuitively tend to call me she, which is fine with me as well.
Yeah, a bit more beer.
I can draw one. I did.
No, I like to confuse people. Yeah, this is just the thing. I just like to confuse people. But having nail polish confuses me.
Yeah.
I all the time seeing there's something not right. Every time you look at your fingers, like, oh, wait, this is...
Yeah, I stopped nail polish. For the environment.
Excuse or a reason? Is it an excuse? Because it's way too much effort and stuff?
No, I like doing it. It's like a little stim. But it makes more sense if you're working inside behind a computer and it stays neatly. If you're going to work in a garden or something, that makes sense.
I kind of liked it that, to have them just peel away slowly, and I kind of liked it more when they are not...
It's the punk way.
Yeah, not fresh. Just put them on and see what happens.
Yeah.
I think I should ask more often people that do you say organelles to just say, hey, can you give me a new layer? Don't remove the old one, just a new one. And then see how you get these layers of color. Because every time it dries it doesn't mix. I think it could be amazing for But then only my, not my index and thumb. Because for me, because I only use one hand, my index finger and thumb are kind of like my right hand, and the other three are my left hand.
Right, just...
Some like that, so I see those other three, I don't see that often though. I first colored those three black or something, and then I asked my niece, who was 8 at the time, to do the other two red, and she said, hey, but you're a boy. I said, yep, and I'm an adult, so I decide whatever I do.
Yeah.
It's so much fun with kids. Hey, that's not allowed. I'm an adult. I do whatever I like.
I think we painted my niece's nails in rainbow colors once. Or
it's nice to have a bit of influence there. Just doing stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I still have an open, not request, but the other way around. I want to, at some point, cross-dress, or wear a skirt, and whatever, with a person who sometimes feels good like that, and then go together, into public, because I realized with the wheelchair, when I'm on my own in the wheelchair, people are like, oh, there should be someone there to help this person. But when there's an extra person in a wheelchair there, they don't. Well,
it's two people in a wheelchair then.
It doesn't make sense. There should be two people helping. They should be extra anxious that something will go wrong.
Yes.
But they're kind of relaxed because, they're not alone. It's good. It's probably them.
Right.
So I hope that this person will notice a difference from being alone, dressed like that in public, and being with someone else, dressed like that in public.
Yeah.
Just as an experiment.
I don't know. I always thought it was gender. Often, when I'm alone in public, I get offered help as well for no reason. For when they think I am lost or something, just random people come up to me like, "Are you lost?" And I always thought that was because I look like a woman.
Yeah, I think this is one of the intersectional stuff.
Yeah.
It's like the softer version of we believe you are incapable of anything.
Yeah.
You're just walking around thinking, hey, this is actually a nice building. La,
yes.
La, la, la.
But it's also
that street is also interesting.
Because of my autism, I probably have ADHD as well. I get really scatterbrained and uncoordinated sometimes when I'm overstimulated. I do actually get lost a lot.
Yeah, but as long as you don't need to be somewhere at a specific time, it doesn't matter.
That's
not
raining. That is very true.
Yeah.
And I prefer
nice
to
here.
Find my own way as well. You know, I just sometimes I get more anxious about people will see me wandering around and thinking, what is she doing there? And kind of mistrustful or thinking I need help or just being weird about it. Then I have a problem myself just wondering, okay, where am I? Right, I'm here, okay. And maybe it takes half an hour or something, but...
Yeah,
and
then
I'm on my way again,
yeah.
And I would be totally fine, but...
Yeah, maybe you also do this... I dislike taking the same route too often.
Yeah.
So when I know where I am, and I know where to go, I just say, oh yeah, I can also go here. And
yes.
Then, no. Or I do get lost, and then at some point, I'm here. Oh, now I can take this route that I know I can get back.
Yeah.
Or I go this other that looks interesting.
Yes.
This is how I do when I'm in another city or when I'm on holiday. I just go.
Yeah.
I just get lost.
Yeah. But yeah.
But. You said about getting anxious about people wondering what you're doing there, where you're.
Yeah, and
like
I just
that.
Start avoiding eye contact, and you know, then we'll say something, and it might be, you know, unsolicited help or a weird comment.
Insolicited interaction.
Yeah, I just don't want to interact with a person just because I'm there. They somehow think they can.
today I was late because I didn't check what time the bus went.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can also go by wheelchair, and but it will be half an hour extra. So, it's uphill, so it takes a lot of energy to get here. But then I realized, but if I go by wheelchair, I have no interaction with people, or very little interaction with people. So I'm mentally more rested. I rest from doing a half an hour of uphill struggle. But getting into the bus with the people, and then getting out with the people, and then they all assuming I need help all the time, and it's like, this can be annoying.
Yeah. Sounds very difficult to navigate, like it would cost a lot of energy.
I already got angry, so yeah, I told you I woke up on time, I didn't sleep enough. I was on the train station, and you got these gates where you have to check in to get in onto the train station. Also, if you're gonna leave in 5 minutes, even if you're just crossing it. And you get 8 gates, and one for extra wide use. So I go there, someone else uses it from the other side, so I have to wait. Because if I don't check in and I go through, I cannot check out and I can't go out, so I get a problem. So I have to wait for the person. And another person comes up while I'm trying to check in. And I was like, can't you take another one? You can choose, I have to do this one. And this conductor of the train says, yeah, no, they're from everybody. And I just got angry and I shouted something at them. And you can use all of them.
That's fair. It's righteous anger.
I was riding away and I thought, whoa, this was really, this wasn't right. Also because I just shouted in anger. It would have been nice if it was a conversation, because then I would have said, because I'm officially not allowed on the escalator. I'm unofficially not allowed on the escalator. There's no law prohibiting. There's nothing about this not being allowed. But they think it's dangerous because they don't know. So if you would have a conversation, I say, okay, you can use this one, and then you will make you will tell everybody not to complain when I'm using the escalator. There's also this slide of me in the newspaper on the escalator.
Yeah.
I had a. Oh yeah, we talked in a random juggling meeting.
Yeah.
Of a, not a separate, of a combined friend.
Yeah.
And I showed you some stuff and then you said, oh, let's meet and talk about ableism.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I think I showed you the zine with the
responses this is the article.
To the article.
Yeah, I read the article and the responses.
Because I had an article in the local newspaper that went national.
So cool.
The article in the national newspaper. With my full name and face,
yeah.
Sitting on the escalator going up it. It's really scary standing on an escalator. My balance is so crappy. Wheelchair is feels much safer to me, but that's not how people feel. I got the article because the month before he wrote something about me that was ableist. And I said, hey, can you take this out, because this is shit. And they said, not really. We can do I could do an article about ableism. Okay,
that sounds nice. Yeah.
And then I expected it to be, he said, it's going to be local, maybe provincial. If you're lucky, it's going to be in the province. And then the day it was printed, my mom called me at 9. Saying that some uncle in the south of the country said, hey, why is this guy in the newspaper?
Nice.
So that was so lucky. This is just...
so cool.
But this was... Oh, there's probably a date in there. Oh yeah, this was...
Yeah, 2016.
About a year after... Oh, this is still my old wheelchair, I think. Is it? Oh no, it's my newer. It's just... A year when I started, I kind of stopped walking. I had my stroke in 2008, 2015, the pain got so bad that I could walk 1 or 2 kilometers max, but then you cannot go anywhere. So I started using the wheelchair more. So yeah, I got here because of I want to show the photo of the escalator.
Yes, it looked very nice.
I've had some shit. And I want to get back to what you said about being anxious that people see that you that you get anxious that people will interact with you.
Yeah.
Because you're just in a place.
Yeah.
And you're not doing a specific thing, so people assume you should be doing a specific thing.
Yeah.
Actually, the nice side effect of having a beard is that you can piss standing up. Really nice side effect.
And that's where it's really
nobody nice. Ever talked with me while I was... I like to be because it's a one-handed thing, pulling my pants up is just annoying. So I always try to stand, and because I got a tremble, and sometimes a spasm.
It sounds like it could get very messy.
So aiming is not much. It's really a lot of focus, and I have to worry about my balance. It's just annoying. So I prefer to piss outside.
Yeah.
I don't have an aim. At home, I use the sink.
Okay.
Because it's the right height for me, and I can lean into the sink. And okay. It's just, I cannot hold on to something and hold on to my pissing tool because I only got one hand. It's just pragmatic. If I had a second hand, I could just hold on to something. But so when I'm outside, I try to not be obviously pissing, and that's when you're in a corner or standing again next to a tree.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a tree, I will stand with my back to the tree.
Mm.
And with my face to where the least people are,
because
they don't want to see my stuff, probably. Or there's something with laws about indecent exposure and stuff like that. I've been in a hospital for 3 months. I've been washed by random people, so I really don't care anymore about people seeing my stuff.
Yeah.
But I got to this because when I'm just randomly pissing somewhere, nobody's gonna talk to me because I'm doing something.
Yeah.
But when I'm sitting in my wheelchair wondering if the sidewalk on the other side is better quality than the street, often someone comes up and says, "Oh, do you need help getting up this thing or down there, or are you lost?" Or, "No, fuck off. I'm just sitting here."
That's the thing,
30
right?
seconds.
If you have some kind of disability, and often you need to think a bit longer about obstacles you have and how to overcome them and how to navigate the world, and am I going to do this, am I going to do that. There's so many choices, and sometimes you just need to process for a moment, like, okay, how am I going to do this thing, and it just takes a little while, and then if someone interrupts me with just unsolicited help and they just get it to my process. I'm trying to do a thing and I know how to do it and you don't.
Yeah, I've done this before. I know my mind. Oh no, I actually don't. But I've experienced that it went well and I got experience that it didn't go well. I got a funny story for this. So I got the wheelchair, I got a tiny car. And I used to have to take the wheels off and like turn it into the car because it's really not made for it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my I also get distracted all the time, so I really have to focus because there's 3 steps, and if I forget a part, it will be lost and I'm in trouble. And if I do something wrong, it will not fit and I have to start over. And so there's a couple of things I have to think about. So when I'm doing this and someone comes over because they offer to help, I get distracted and I have to start over.
Yes.
And in the beginning, I was still nice and I said, "No, thanks." And if they were really annoying, they would be standing, they would stay nearby or walk away slowly and then look around again, stuff like this. So at some point I probably didn't sleep well and I was just angry at everything already.
Yeah.
And this confident guy with a suitcase walks over and says, "Shall I help you?" I said, "No, keep walking." Just
blurted out.
Being very Dutch, very honest, this is exactly what I want from you.
Sometimes
I'm not angry at you,
necessary.
I just don't want you to help me. And I just want you to be away from this. And he looked at me and he looked away and he walked and he was just slowly walking away like flabbergasted. He was so confused. It was so funny. since this moment, I do this every time.
Right.
The trick is it's like a binary. If someone says, "Shall I help you?" Then it's about that.
Yeah.
It's not about me needing anything. It's about them having the time to do stuff for you, because they're not helping. They take it from me.
Yeah.
It's also the thing. So if they say, shall I help you, I just say, no, keep walking, no, go away, something like that.
Yeah.
And if someone says, hey, do you need help? Say, nope, it's okay. And if they doubt, I say, it works better if nobody's looking, or something like this. Or yeah. I prefer you to keep going, or something like that. Yeah. I say it more politely, but I still say the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, often people don't realize if they want to, that they want to help because they have the urge, that they want to feel good, oh. Like they did a good deed, or like,
it's, never during, traffic time.
Yeah.
Never when they are in a hurry.
Yeah.
Nobody helps you.
No.
But that's why I got a fear of using public transport, because people are waiting. And they are bored, and everybody's watching me, and I don't dare to sit still. Because someone will go, can I do something for me? Yeah, can you make the train come?
Entertain me, I'm bored.
Yeah. Cup of tea would be nice. No, I don't mean this. No. Ask me. But no, I still haven't done that. That's something it's still on my wish list, but that's just the level of rudeness. I'm going slowly through the slides.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking for the my what's the word? Not trick pony.
Trick pony.
Trick party. No, wait up. There's this word.
Stock party.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I don't know what it is in English.
Yeah, I got a thing I just talk about with everybody because I feel it's so... It's just brilliant. It explains everything. It's like the general explanation to social interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. And...
Oh, yeah.
I'm so distracted that I got to... Because it's a shit quality and this one is less shit.
Uh-huh. Nice.
So...
Yeah.
This is why I should make it into a video, or...
Mm-hmm.
Like, add the slides to where you can listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I should read at some point. Maybe. We're looking at the drama triangle, and there's the, let's see, I've told this so many times already, so do you want a short, you want to just have a look at it?
I think I know this, but I'm very curious
then
about...
you can tell me about it, I'm doing this podcast.
A friend of mine explained it to me once before.
I want to hear, I'm doing a podcast because I want to have more perspectives.
Yes. Well, I'm curious about your perspective.
Yeah.
Because you've told
But now I'm going to do it. Now and I'm going to go be authoritarian and say, yeah, but this is my podcast. Okay. Well, no, if you don't feel right, then I'll explain.
Make me.
Make you. I got my lighter.
Lighter?
Yeah, that's how you threaten people, no?
Isn't it?
Okay. No, never mind. Sorry. I heard about this from my social worker.
Mm-hmm.
I got a social worker once a week, mm-hmm. and it's because of this social worker that I can function.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Otherwise, I got this inhibition. Otherwise, I would just... my house would get a mess, and I would do way too much and just break down a couple of times per year.
Mm-hmm.
And now... Yeah. I still break down sometimes, but I know, and it's a planned thing. And
mm-hmm.
I complained a lot about people on the platform at the train. I say, I'm just sitting there. People see me struggle.
Mm-hmm.
They say, you need help. I say, no. And then when there's time, I tell them, hey, because... I'm on this train station more often. every time I tell a person, hopefully some people hear, and next time they will not annoy me.
Yeah.
So I go there, hey, it's really annoying when you offer help, because this makes it clear that you think I cannot do this, and this is just shit for my ego, when people keep doing this all the time.
Yeah.
And then they say, no, but I mean well, and you should be. Sometimes, if it's women, they more often go to, but I mean well, and it's not meant to this, and apologizing. But still not saying that they're not gonna do it again. So it's but I mean well.
Right.
And when it's a... I hate my demography. I'm becoming a middle-aged white guy.
Well,
if they're above 50, if they're getting gray, if they're getting really gray.
Yeah.
That's. I can put people in boxes. With, okay, I have to avoid this person because this has got a big chance of being annoying. If I say this to a person like this, if, hey, I really would like you not to do this. I'm not insulting. I'm being honest, I'm being polite, and they say, oh yeah, but I mean well, and you should just be thankful, and you just didn't accept that you got your disability, and that I can do stuff, and you
should just be thankful. And they're suddenly your therapist, like they know what's going on in your mind.
Dude, I just asked you to not do a thing.
Yep.
And I said it in a polite way.
That's so true.
So, I'm saying this because relatable. This is... my social worker said, this is part of TA, trans, blah, 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 analysis. Some TA analytics. And one of the things they use in this is a drama triangle, where some guy in 68 realized that in all shitty relationships, in all shitty communications, you got three roles, and everybody will take a role and project a role. So I'm just sitting there being me, not wanting any interaction with anybody. And this person comes up and says, you need help, because I know. And it doesn't matter what I say, they know I need help. And partly because I'm in a wheelchair and I'm not capable of doing anything, so I can also not know that I don't need help. I should just sit there and be thankful and let them do whatever and make it very frustrating, because then I explain how to do it and then they do it differently, and then a part comes off and it's full of and it can be so easy and I can just do this. That's why I don't use public transport.
Interesting. So how much of this is relatable, and I don't even have a visible disability.
Now tell me, because
I don't know. And there's also an intersection of sexism, I think, because when people offer me help, it's never a woman. So I only
can you remember look in your mind's eye.
Just remember cases.
At the type of person that's offering the help and the circumstances.
Yeah, men who are like 10 years older or something.
Middle-aged white guys.
Yes, Eugene.
But also with the hetero stuff. If they get older, is it a bigger chance they offer, or is it a smaller? It's like 10 years.
Yeah, it's like the age they could still be dating me.
Because I'm writing in dating range.
Yeah.
No, for me, the... the gender of, if they're alone, the gender doesn't matter for my situation. But if there's other people there, it makes a lot of difference.
Yeah. It's never a couple or two persons, a single man. Yeah.
This is so obvious for me. Because I'm writing something about the violence of hell.
Right.
Someone asked me to write something about the violence of help. I started writing and I wanted to make a list of characteristics
mm-hmm.
of how I can score a situation so I know how much risk it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
How annoying is this situation?
Mm-hmm.
If everybody is in a hurry,
mm-hmm.
I can just go there, I can sit still, nobody cares.
Yeah.
If they're waiting for something, I cannot sit still, I have to keep moving. Yeah. If there's groups of people, it's more dangerous. Because then they want to show others how nice they are.
Oh.
If it's parents with children,
right.
It's also more dangerous because they want to show their children how they're supposed to be.
Yes.
If it's alcohol, I'm afraid of alcohol.
Hmm.
People get so fucked up.
Hmm, yes.
I avoid everybody when there's alcohol involved.
Hmm.
But when it's young people, when they're mixed groups,
mm-hmm.
it's also a bigger risk.
Hmm.
And not the women in the group.
Hmm.
It's a one time. I went for the train and we had to go to another entrance and I was going the same speed as the people walking next to me and the guy says, oh, do you need help? Dude! I'm going as fast as you are! Are you like 10% faster? Can you please move out of the way because you are more of an obstruction than help?
Yes.
And he's like, yeah, but I... And he got very angry. And there were a couple of women his age. And he's like, yeah, you were trying to impress them.
Yes.
And now you're getting angry. Ah, I ruined it for you. I thought it was very funny. Sometimes. Yeah, this is... you should... That's the advice. You should learn to laugh at people that are assholes.
Hmm. Yeah, I think I've learned other ways as well, especially dealing with people who don't react well to me rejecting their help or them in general.
Yeah, and then every time it's a shit situation, every time I can put this drama triangle on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
I see they are the savior.
Yes.
I try to respond from the winner triangle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where you do listen to the other and you are honest about what you want. So they say, hey, you need help. I say no.
Mm.
And I would like you not to. So first I say no, I'm just being honest, being open about the situation.
Mm.
The original version says vulnerable, but I feel like that's just some macho word for not saying that you're honest.
Hmm.
Confuses me.
Yeah. It's just honest.
I'm very not vulnerable when I'm telling someone to fuck off.
Hmm. That's honest.
I am very honest.
Yes.
That's what I want them to do. Or when I tell them to go away. It's still...
Right.
But
can I help you? What would help me if we would go away?
Problem is, if when you say it like this, there's too big of a chance that they feel like you're being polite and that you don't want to be a problem for them and stuff like that.
I don't know. I am usually quite polite, but also quite firm, and I just get into this mode of being a broken record. So someone tells me, oh, and I meant well, blah, 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 blah. And I just go like, yes,
this thing.
And I would appreciate if you would leave.
Yeah, I'm not saying you're a horrible person. I'm saying I want to be alone.
No, thank you, bye.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can imagine if it's also really annoying to say thank you to people that offer unsolicited help if it happens so often, and no, they may thing. They may think that you actually like their offering help.
No, what you said, when you're in a process, you are thinking through a thing,
yeah,
and someone comes up and you embrace this, it's annoying. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna thank them for it. In the beginning I did. At some point I decided, you make me angry, I don't allow you to walk away with a good feeling.
Right, yes.
I have to sprint a bit to get this anger out of my system. Making you angry makes me more angry, but it also makes me kind of happy angry. Like laughing angry. That's the other thing, but first I want to continue on the winner triangle, because if I tell someone no thanks and they say, oh, okay, then it's done.
Yeah, that's fine.
Every good interaction I had when someone annoyed me because they thought I was in a hurry, or they thought I cared about what time it is. Because someone also said, no, I don't need help, I just need more time. I had all the time of the world.
Now it's from the other
world. So the helper offers help, listens, and stops when it's no longer needed. Because this is also a thing, when you say, oh yeah, it would be nice if you push me up this hill. And then it's flat and... I've had this when pushed up. I asked someone to help me push up the hill. They pushed me up. We were up. I said, okay, thanks for the help. I'm riding horizontal. They catch up with me, start pushing me. No.
Yeah.
I needed help going up the hill. This is flat surface.
Yeah, can do it.
So yeah, I asked for their help, but still they went in savior mode and decided that I always want to be pushed.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's about them, because they need to be needed.
Yeah, and they need to show everybody that they're good people.
Yeah.
It's
Does it help realizing that?
It helps a lot. Because it kind of allows me to be an asshole. If someone responds from the winner triangle, when I got an interaction, I respond from the winner, they respond. They start in the drama, and they, even after I went in the right direction, they still were authoritarian to me. I just say, fuck off, I'm just gonna be the angry wheelchair user. I accepted my fate as an angry wheelchair user. I will try to add a little clip. There's a nice documentary about wheelchair rugby, which is a nice sport, but I'm not disabled enough for this.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, I would be allowed to play amateur, but not in higher classes, because I would have 3.5 points and you have 3 points maximum.
Okay.
Because I got core balance and a good arm.
Yep.
That is a lot. There's people there that are like no hand function, and no core possibilities. So they fall forward if they don't hold themselves. They got two arms, but
okay.
Yeah. So this is a nice documentary that shows that talks with these people in the village. They give examples. Go to the tank station, fill up your car, and someone says, hey, do you need help getting in? No, I came here knowing that I couldn't get back in my car.
How do you think about these things, right? You don't just go out in the world and assume other people will help you.
That there will be someone there.
You don't.
How can you be so egocentric that you don't think nobody? And yeah, there's these talks in there, and it's just nice as a. It's like a bit empowering for me to see. Mm-hmm. I'm not the only one with this, and there's this one guy that's like their best player and aggressive macho person.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "No, I just saw the IMDb clip where they're asked like, yeah, so how do you interact with people? Yeah. Yeah.
Hi.
It's okay. Have a seat if you feel like. But we're in a conversation, you're okay. It's okay to join.
Pet, moet. Pet, je bent een pet. Het is niet begint te gaan met.
En morgen
geen pet gezien.
Oh nee, nee.
Ben je
ja, ja. Volgende keer als je doet, dat op.
Oh, yeah, we're doing audio recording, so I'll keep talking while you write something down. So the guy in the wheelchair says, when someone is annoying to me, I'm just annoying back, and when they say, oh, I'm not going to hit someone in a wheelchair, like, yeah, I don't care, you can hit me, I'll hit you back.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, this is also related to my how I do with police, because I'm in a wheelchair, I don't break.
Mm.
Falling in a wheelchair is so nice, it doesn't hurt.
Hmm.
It's like 10% of the pain of regular falling.
Yeah, you're not so low.
You're low to the ground and you just roll and...
Yeah.
So yeah, this movie, Wheelchair Rugby.
Hmm.
And there are some annoying characters in there, but...
Yeah.
Try to find a copy and... I should lend it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, I only know you for a couple of hours, so I want to look at them together is a bit weird, so I'll just lend it to you. Oh yeah, I forgot an important thing way in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I like to do 20-minute blocks.
Yeah.
And it's recording now, and I hope it's still recording because smartphones are weird. La la la. Where's the recording thingy? I got a tremble in my hand, and that's touchscreen doesn't like me.
It's already 42.
It's 42 minutes. Wait, so I put a pause in there, plop, and I hope we will continue. But because we had a quiet moment, it would be nice to think and stuff. So maybe more, and otherwise, bye.